Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home, we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that means to help you understand the truth of the Bible, the love of God, the commandments of God, the Word of God, and to be able to understand the world in which we are living today, in which we are living in the latter days, just before the return of Jesus Christ. And everything is going to be upside down, and we live in a world that is really crazy and very difficult to figure out because of the ways of man. Now, Jesus prophesied of these days, and the thing that is hardest to come by is love. Love of human beings. Love of neighbor. Love of God. And what happens when there is no love and we live in a society like we're living in today? Well, Jesus prophesied of that time. So let's find it here. Let's come to Matthew 24. And let's see how Jesus described it. And you will look and see this is exactly how the world is today. Yet, that does not mean that you cannot receive the love of God. And that does not mean that you cannot love God, and God will love you in return. And notice what happens. And you will see the progression of these things, especially if you get our new booklet, Why Christianity Has Failed in America. Verse 10, Matthew 24. And then shall many be led into sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. Sin is going contrary to the commandments of God. Now, how are they led into sin? Their religious leaders tell them that Jesus abolished the law when Jesus said he didn't come to do it. So who are you to believe? Are you to believe a minister who lies to you, or are you to believe the Word of God? Now, that's why we have church at home, because here we have no traditions of men. We have no politics. Our goal is to do as Christ wants us to do, to teach the Word of God, to preach the gospel, to help those find God who are trying to find God. And you can, instead of being led into sin, and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Isn't that what happens when you have no love in the society? Yes, indeed. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And that's how these things happen. And many of them say, well, you can read it in the Bible, because they take a little of the Bible here and a little of the Bible there, and so you think that it is biblical. But you have to have the whole Word of God, and the whole Word of God agrees. Now, I understand that there are many difficult scriptures that the Apostle Paul has written, but in no way did he do away with the laws of God. Now, you need our booklet, Judaism, Revelation of Moses, or Religion of Men, and you will see that what was set aside, in addition to having sins removed, are all the laws of Judaism. Do you know anything about Judaism? Have you ever studied anything on it? Well, you need this book, Judaism, A Revelation of Moses, or A Religion of Men. Same way with Protestants and Catholics. They all are in the same boat. Now notice, after deceiving many, what happens? And because lawlessness shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. Isn't that what we have in the world today? Yes, indeed. Here, even in the little town of Hollister, parents can no longer trust to have their little kids ride on a bus to school. Some still do, But most of them drive their children to school because of the way that the society is today. Look at what happened in that little town of Newton, Connecticut.
As the gunfire continued, 911 calls were made. And just before 9:36, a police dispatcher radioed the first alert.
6-7 St. Hugh School. Caller's indicating she thinks there's someone shooting in the building.
The precise sequence of what happened next is unclear. But we do know Lanza headed down a hallway towards the section of the school containing the classrooms of the youngest students. There, he killed 20 first graders, shooting all of them numerous times with the .223 assault rifle. Six adult women, including the principal, the school psychologist, and teachers, were also killed. Police radio logs suggest the shooting lasted about 10 minutes. The slaughter ended as the first police officers arrived on the scene. Sources say Lanza was briefly spotted at the end of a hallway. He ducked from view. The officers heard a final volley of shots. Lanza had used one of the handguns to take his own life.
Who knows what'll happen in school today? And another central place where lawlessness is taught is in schools. That's why you need to consider having homeschooling for your children. Now continuing. But the one who endures to the end, that one shall be saved. And those who will be saved are those who love God. Now let's understand some more about God and His love in the Old Testament. Let's see that God loves Israel. And we're having a book come out real soon, which is going to be America and Britain, the two nations that changed the world, their biblical history and their prophetic destiny. Now, all 12 tribes. Now, here is a great sin of Judaism. They claim that all their remnant compose all 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And that is not so. If you don't understand who Israel today is in prophecy, then you write us when this book is published. We will send it to you at no cost. And this will be a real eye-opener for you. Now, let's come to Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 24. See, because this is important for us to understand. Right now, God is judging this nation because of how we have treated Him, rejecting Him, saying His laws are done away, saying that actually they are preaching another Jesus, not the true Jesus of the Bible. So there's going to be punishment for them. We're experiencing some of that now. Now it says here, verse 24, the fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until He has done it, until He has fulfilled the purposes of His heart. In the latter days you shall understand it. That's why you need our series, Daniel in Revelation and Prophecy, so you can understand what's going on in the world. And we are moving day by day, week by week, month by month, closer to the end. And we're moving closer and closer and closer to the time of the great tribulation and the return of Jesus Christ. Now, will you be among those that are counted worthy because you love God to receive eternal life? Well, you'll have to determine that. But of Israel, God says, now, at that time, says the Lord, I will be the God to all the families of Israel, not just to the Jews, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, and I will go to give him rest. Now, notice what God says. This is important for you to realize. Verse 3, the Lord has appeared to me from afar, saying, yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Yes, and God will draw all the tribes of the children of Israel, and at the beginning of the establishment of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, they shall be returned to their own lands. Now, let's come here to Hosea chapter 11, and let's see God's love. It's going to happen again, but God's love to you can happen now in your life. And we will begin to see that in the next segment when we get to that, the love of God in the New Testament. Hosea 11 and verse 1. When Israel was a child, I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Now that's referring to all the children of Israel. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. And I was to them those who took off the yoke of the jaws, and I gently gave food to him with bands of love. God's everlasting love. Now notice Hosea 14, verse 4. I will heal their backslidings. Now take this to yourself. Whatever you have done in going away from God, whatever sin you have committed, you go to God and repent of it and ask God to help you, to cleanse you, to forgive you, and to receive his love. And then you begin loving him back. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. Isn't that something? That's what God is going to do. Now, let's come here and see something that we need to know in the New Testament. Let's see how this follows through. Let's come to the Epistle of 1 John. And the Epistle of 1 John talks more about love, the love of God and what we need to do, the love of God in relationship to sending Jesus Christ to be the sacrifice for our sins. And here in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, this tells us about the love of God that we can receive today. And you will notice that it's very akin to the way it's described in the Old Testament, because God's love is everlasting. All right? 1 John, the 3rd chapter. Let's see something that is interesting so you can understand how you belong to God and who belongs to God and who does not. Let's pick it up here in verse 10. By this standard are manifest the children of God and the children of the devil. There are children of the devil out there doing a lot of evil things in the world, and we need to come to God so that we can have the protection from God from those things. And if we love him and serve him, believe him, keep his word, and yield ourselves to him, repent of our sins, be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit, then we will be able to understand right from wrong, good from evil, the truth of God in spite of the flood of the lies of Satan the devil. Notice, everyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God. Now notice the word practice and righteousness. Righteousness has to do with the whole way of God, including his commandments, including your personal love for him, because we're to love God with all our heart and mind and soul and being. And that means our emotions, our actions, our thoughts, and everything that we do. Neither is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Now notice, he talks a little bit about Cain and his hatred and the murder there. But come down here to verse 14. Here's how you can know that you have come to God. Here is how you can realize that your life can be turned around. And it can be. And that's why we have church at home, to help you in your home, to help you make your home a place where God will honor, will bless you, will love you, will watch over you. Verse 14, we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. The one who does not love his brother is dwelling in death. And your brother are those of your family, those others who are in the church of God, etc. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life dwelling in him. By this very act, we have known the love of God, and that's what you need to experience. And that's what we are bringing to you so that you can know and understand how to do that. Listen, the world is in a mess. Just like Jesus said, there are wars and rumors of wars, catastrophes and disasters and accidents and terrible things that are going on, upset weather, earthquakes, mudslides, sinkholes, whatever you want to bring out. And this is all because of the sins of the people of the world. Now, what are your sins? What is your life? You can come back to God. Go back to John 3 and verse 16, which is what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have everlasting life. Now notice it's almost repeated here. By this very act we have known the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ourselves are to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's what those in the Christian Biblical Church of God are doing. That's why the gospel is going out. That's why we are producing these programs and the books and the literature and things, because we love God and we love you. And we want you to receive salvation. We want you to know the love of God. We want you to understand the truth of God. That's what it's all about. And in this sin-sick world that is rapidly coming to its own demise and destruction, we need to come out of the world by repentance and serving God. Okay. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his feelings of compassion from him, how can the love of God be dwelling in him? And isn't that what we have so much of today, that it is not happening? Yes, there are people out there doing some good. There are some people out there showing some love. But look at the rest of the world. Now notice, here is how our love for God is to be. My little children, we should not love in word, nor with our tongues, just empty words. I love you. I love God. How wonderful it is. Oh my, we're going to all escape because of the rapture. Now, little sidebar here. I need to give some sermons on the rapture. It's a hoax. Just like most of what is preached in the pulpits today, it is a lie. Let's go on. Rather, we should love in deed and in truth. In deeds toward God, in truth toward God, in deeds toward our fellow human beings, in truth towards them. And we also need to be cautious because of the evil so that we don't get entrapped in that. Now notice, verse 19. Notice what this does for our guilty conscience because of sin. Notice what this does to clean up our lives and our emotions. Verse 19, and in this way we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before God. Now that's what's important. The Word of God is the truth. God cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. His Word is true. Now men have taken the Bible and they've added some things to it and taken things away, either literally or by interpretation, changed the Word of God. That's why we have the Holy Bible in its original order. And if you don't have one, you need to get one. Come right to our church at home, and that will direct you on how you can get a Bible. And you will be able to understand the Word of God as never before, because we have removed all of the additions. We have put back in all of the deletions. We have commentary and appendices to explain difficult scriptures, to understand how we got the Bible and why it's so important in this age. And that's what you need to begin to also turn your life around, so that when someone says it's in the Bible, you check in the Holy Bible in its original order whether what they are saying is true or not. Now notice verse 20, and this happens because it brings a guilty conscience. Whenever you sin, your conscience will take away your confidence. Because when you sin, your conscience is injured. That's expressed this way, verse 20. If our hearts condemn us because of our sins, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. And as we have seen in the prior segments, God will forgive you. God will remove your sins from you as far as the east is from the west, and you will receive God's love. Verse 21, beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, then we have confidence toward God. Because we have the love of God. We are confident in the love of God. We repent of our sins. We draw close to Him daily. We pray to Him daily. We study His Word daily. Now notice, this is so important, because for too many people, God is way off there someplace. No, remember this, as I have said many times, God is as close to you as your knees are to the floor. Now notice verse 22, and whatever we may ask, now that's provided it's according to the will of God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him. Comes from God. Now God may inspire another person to do it. It's like this woman and her family, she was a widow woman, and they had no food, and she got the children around. They got on their knees, and the window was open, and they were praying, oh, God, we have no food in the house. Oh, God, we don't have anything. Would you please send us some food? So there were a couple of prankster kids out there who said, hey, let's go down to the store and buy a loaf of bread and throw it through the window. So they did. And the woman and the children said, thank you, Lord, for bringing it. And the two boys were out there laughing and saying, ha, 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 we got it and threw it to you. And the woman stuck her head out the window and said, well, God answered our prayer by having you do it for Him. Now notice the cause of why we receive the things that we pray for if we ask according to His will. Because we keep His commandments and practice those things that are pleasing in His sight. Now that's quite a statement, isn't it? Claim this promise of God. And the way that you claim this promise of God is to do exactly what it says. Keep His commandments and practice those things that are pleasing in His sight. Verse 23, and this is His commandment, that we believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. And to believe on His name and in Him means everything that He has taught everything that he has done in his life, and he is our high priest in heaven right now, our perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. And that we love one another exactly as he gave commandment to us. Now, isn't that something? Start the love of God in your family. Husband and wife. Mother and father to children. Children back to mother and father. And all of you together to God. Now notice what it says here, verse 24. A lot of people may say, well, we have the Spirit of God today and the law is abolished. There is no way you can have the Spirit of God if you reject the commandments of God and believe that Jesus abolished them. Notice verse 24. And the one who keeps his commandments is dwelling in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he is dwelling in us by the Spirit which he has given to us. Now, we'll expand on that in the next segment. Because this is so important for us to realize. The most important thing you need in your life is the love of God, the Spirit of God, the truth of God, everything about God, to understand these things so that your life can be changed. So we'll pick it up next time, beginning with the Spirit of God and the love of God. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.